good day to you, and welcome to Caribbean and Urban American Gospel Hit Show with yours truly, Landlord and Mike D. It's the great current gospel hits from the Bahamas, the Caribbean, and from all across America. Our first Caribbean song for the week coming from Emron Henry from out of St. Lucia with one of his powerful new single entitled Sound of Revival. You know, Emron Henry is not just a gospel artist. He is a voice of hope and inspiration across the Caribbean and beyond. And you guys can check out more of his music on YouTube. He got some truly uplifting tracks, man. Trust me, check them out, all right? And to you, Emron, keep up the great work. Keep shining. Keep carrying the sound of revival, all right? And now, to my brother from another mother, can you please introduce our guest? All the way from the U.S.
We want to welcome the internationally famous producer, songwriter, artist, music director, choir director, theatrical genius, and so much more. The 30-time Stellar Award recipient and Grammy Award winning, Donald Lawrence. Donald, welcome, bruh. How are you?
Mike D, I'm fine, my friend. What's up? How are you doing?
Oh, man, every day's a great day. You know that, Donald. Hallelujah.
Hey, what's going on, Brother Donald? And welcome back to the Caribbean and Urban American Gospel Lit Show. You know, from Blessings of Abraham to Deliver Me, your songs have marked generations. How do you keep your sound evolving while staying rooted in purpose?
Oh, man. Thanks, Landlord, for having me. All the support abroad, I appreciate all of that. As far as keeping my sound current while staying on purpose, I tell a lot of young songwriters that timeless songs don't run out of time. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I tell everybody that life is always speaking, and the way to stay on purpose and to stay in time is to listen to what life is saying and address it. And I usually just keep my ear open, and then I address things I feel like that need to be said from a scriptural perspective. I go with this: he that has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit is saying. If you listen, then the Spirit will say something and you'll write about it. And it keeps you on point for what is happening in that particular time.
You know something, Donald? That word right there was very, very, very powerful. And, you know, you couldn't say it any better than that, man, you know. But keep up the great work, man. I love what you're doing. Keep up the great work, bro. Good stuff.
A real compliment to Europe, too, with compliments from Donald Lawrence. You just got back from Europe from the Global Music Initiatives you produced. Wow, that's huge, man, on a worldwide scale. Congratulations. Tell us about that.
I just got back from Stockholm, Sweden, where it was the second installment of Music and Arts Global. Music and Arts Global is a reimagining of Edwin Hawkins' Music and Arts Seminar. Prior to him passing away, he asked me if I would take the lead and move it forward. So it went down for about five years, I'd say, and I relaunched it in London in 2023. And this is the second installment. We did that in Stockholm. We had an incredible time, but it inspired the next generation of choir creatives. And honestly, about 200 singers from America flew over, and that meant we had about another 400 Europeans.
Wow. And the album Global Love Alive?
Yeah. We recorded that one in London in 2023. It came out May 2nd, and we just recorded a new one, which will be Global Love Alive 2 in Stockholm, and that'll come out, you know, later, most likely right when we get ready to do the third installment of Music and Arts Global.
Wow, man, it's fantastic.
Global love is still alive regardless to what you see in the news and all the fighting and all the name-calling and everything, because music can bring a group of people together. We don't know each other. It's people from Ireland, from Scotland, from Poland, from Latvia, from Spain, from France, from the United Kingdom, from Sweden, Switzerland, Norway, America. Like, it's all of us there singing with this incredible sound. So that was the one initiative, is to call this Global Love so we could show it and show it through singing. But the other part was an ode to Bishop Walter Hawkins and Edwin Hawkins for the Love Alive series that they had. They had a series called Love Alive. Mm-hmm. And since Edwin asked me to do this, I thought as a tribute to them to really continue to celebrate and salute their legacy, we'd call this Global Love Alive, which is a different trademark than Love Alive. So that's really the other part of it.
Nice. Oh, okay. Well, in more ways than one, how apropos. Yeah, for sure.
You know, Donald, that is absolutely phenomenal, you know, and what a blessing to see a vision connecting continents and hearts. And I can only imagine how heaven must have felt, you know, hearing that sound rise from London, but praying continued strength and open doors as you carry this movement forward. Great stuff, bro. Donald, there is a fan of yours, and he has a question for you.
Hey, Donald Lawrence, what's going on? My name is Dr. D. Roy, and I'm the owner of GL365 Network, based right here in Houston, Texas. And I got a question for you, man. Gospel music continues to cross into mainstream spaces. How do you see faith-based music shaping culture in 2025? Thank you, man.
Hey, what's up, D. Roy? Hey, I think that in the times that we live in now, I don't know how people can even exist without faith. Like, when it gets to what we see is happening, how things are, you know, the economy, how it's going up and down, and all of the things that we have questions about, I think faith is the one thing that calms us all and keeps the questions away and the fear away, and lets us know that all things are in God's hands. So for me, when it comes to how faith-based music is working in any genre, is because I think everybody, the entire world, needs faith right now. And the one music that's different from all other music art forms and all genres, and I respect them all, please know that, is music of faith. And we're just in the time where family and faith has to come to the forefront and lead. So, yeah, that's how I see it influencing going forward in this particular landscape of things.
Amen, amen. You know, the world is searching for something real, and faith-based music brings light in darkness. It's such a needed sound right now, and your work continues to set the tone and raise the standard. Keep up the great work, bro.
And the song Words, man, by the Global Choir, the song out now, your latest single, wow, it features Blanche McAllister, man. I know you like working with her all through the years through Tri-City Singers and everything, but man, what a song.
Thank you. I appreciate that. I tell people that words are powerful, and we tend to use them loosely, you know. My Pastor Bill Winston taught us many years ago that, you know, that when God blew the breath of life into man, man became a living soul. But that's loosely translated as a speaking spirit. We are spirits that speak. So therefore, we're created similar to our Creator. And we know that when He sends out a word, it accomplishes what it's sent out to do. Well, when we send out a word, it ends up doing what we want it to do. That is why I say people can't get over bad things that were said to them in high school. They're still struggling with it in their 50s, in their 60s, because those words, they accomplish what they meant to do. So it's to make people be guarded with their words. And if you're going to say something, make sure it encourages somebody. As I get older, I continue to understand when old people used to say, if you ain't going to say nothing good, don't say anything at all. I really, really get that now, because words really do, they manifest. So that's what this whole song is about. Just in this time of so much divisiveness, to be mindful of your words and just say something to encourage someone.
Absolutely, Donald. You know, words are seeds, so it's crucial we plant what will grow into life, hope, and purpose. You know, thank you so much for always using your platform to encourage us to be intentional in uplifting others. And it is always great to have you right here with us on the Caribbean and Urban American Gospel Hit Show. I know you gotta go, but guess what? It's always a privilege to just hang out with you, man. Thanks for being an amazing minister. Keep up the great work. God bless you, and we wish you all the best. God bless.
Hey, thanks for having me, Landlord and Mike D. I appreciate you. Shout out to the Caribbean, to Africa. Thank you for supporting my music all through these years, Don Lawrence and Company, the Tri-City Singers, who was definitely influenced fashion-wise by, I have to say, West Africa, Nigeria, Lagos. I love all of the designers over there. Thank you so much again, everybody, for just supporting us.
The power of life and death lies within our words. I encourage you to be mindful of your words. Help me welcome the Music and Arts Global Mass Choir live in London, featuring Blanche.
Somebody's life. to be pleasing in your sight. Oh, may the words I speak
touch somebody.
Yes. May the words I speak, yeah, may they build you up, yeah. May the words that I speak touch somebody's life.
Touch somebody, dear God. Heavenly Father, whatever pleases you, Father God, and may the words that we speak touch somebody, God. Thank you so much, in Jesus' name. That was the song Words, produced in London over in the UK by Donald Lawrence from the new album Global Love Alive. And that's the latest song written and produced by Donald Lawrence. Donald's doing big things with singers on a global level. And he also recently returned from Stockholm, Sweden, for the Donald Lawrence Presents the Edwin Hawkins Music and Arts Global Conference, where they recorded an upcoming album as part of their Music and Arts Global Series. Donald and the choirs are doing it. And we want to thank the gifted and anointed Donald Lawrence for joining us today on the Caribbean and Urban American Gospel Hits. Landlord Donald Lawrence is just Donald Lawrence, man.
Most definitely, Mike. You know, Brother Donald Lawrence has been a blessing for years, man. He is such an amazing, energetic worshiper, and it's always great to have him right here with us on the Caribbean and Urban American Gospel Hit Show. But coming up next is a young lady from out of Texas. She is vibrant. She loves the Lord. She loves ministry. And I want you guys to check out her latest single entitled Indeed.
Because of God's only Son, gave us power to overcome. We are free because He paid the bond.
We're free indeed.
Yes, we are.
We're free,
so free
indeed.
Free to dance,
free to dance.
Free to laugh,
free to laugh.
Free to sing,
free to sing.
The delightful sound of Delicia with her song Indeed, sounding good in the neighborhood. She just released Indeed this past April here in 2025. Keep up the great work, Delicia. Hallelujah. Who the sun sets free. Oh, praise God. Hallelujah for sure, landlord.
Yeah, Mike, that was Delicia with a latest single entitled Indeed. You know, this song is such a beautiful reminder that when God says it, we can trust it. Indeed, it shall come to pass. You know, Delicia continues to bless the world with her heartfelt worship and undeniable anointing. So keep your ears and heart open, because this song is sure to lift anyone's spirit. So Delicia, keep up the great work, all right? Well, Mike, we are at the end of the show once again. What word of encouragement would you love to leave with us today?
Yeah, landlord, winning starts with beginning. It was once said, you don't have to be great to start, but you have to start to be great.
Most definitely, Mike, you know, no perfect moment needed, just a willing start. Great word, Mike. Thank you so much. Well, at this time, we would love to thank the multi-award-winning international gospel artist, Donald Lawrence, for hanging out with us today on the Caribbean and Urban American Gospel Lit Show. And we would also love to thank you for just hanging out with us every week. We appreciate you. And we look forward to you joining us next time on the number one radio station right here. This is yours truly, Landlord, and on the behalf of Mike D and everyone here, thanks for being with us on the Caribbean and Urban American Gospel Lit Show. But coming up next is my friend and brother, DJ Victor. He's not only a gospel DJ, but he's also a powerful radio host making waves out there. And he has teamed up with another good brother from out of Jamaica, Lionel Tape, and together they created something special. They even shot the video right there in Uganda, and trust me, you need to check it out. It's really, really nice. The song is called Loud, and you are going to be hearing it right here on the Caribbean and Urban American Gospel Lit Show. So until next time, God bless you, and may His light continue to shine on you. God bless.
Concert load and full of vibes. Holy Ghost touch me, yes, I am so nice. Light man click the switch and give me light. Light of the world, we invite you inside. Concert load and full of vibes. Holy Ghost touch me, yes, I am so nice. Light man click the switch and give me light. The light of the world, we invite you inside. Put on the dress, put on the hat. Love the spike heel, cause you know that we pop. Put on the jeans and the sneakers. Foot a fit comfortable, cause enough of that a drop. When we step out, we represent Christ, make we clean, so you know we heaven sent. Now come a party alone, make sure you bring a friend. Invite Taxi Man, all you want, bring a bet. Concert load and full of vibes. Holy Ghost touch me, yes, I am so nice. Light man click the switch and give me light. Light of the world, we invite you inside. Concert load and full of vibes. Holy Ghost touch me, yes, I am so nice. Light man click the switch and give me light. Light of the world, we invite you inside. Soccer rhythm blues are disco. From the music hype and the spirit it right, you know exactly how the day gonna go. When the jump start beat, me hear the blaze line. I think of all of the blessing that's mine. Give thanks to breath, rain or shine. I feel a tingling start run through me spine. Can't control me mind, can't control me feet. That's how you know when the music sweet. Don't think about the move, just rock to the beat. When all the neighbors and the friends them meet, put the soundtrack right back on repeat. When the praise show we off it with rock left to right, from west to east. If you no start move, this song no complete. Concert load and full of vibes. Holy Ghost touch me, yes, I am so nice. Light man click the switch and give me light. Light of the world, we invite you inside. Concert load and full of vibes. Holy Ghost touch me, yes, I am so nice. Light man click the switch and give me light. Light of the world, we invite you inside.
Sign. I know. like it losing in your feelings, but you gotta keep moving. I know it hurts sometimes, but it's not too much for you. Let me encourage you. While you're waiting on God, He's waiting on you. He's the one you can run to.